Come lay with the rabbinate. That's a beferish of pasuk and parshas mishpatim. And lo ye asan anish yanish. And asan ye and satan nevus tachas nefesh. If the baby got killed, if the fetus got killed, then there's no anish misa ben noach anerag. Ben noach is nerag al ubrin. If a goy makes an abortion, he's chayv misa. But if a Jew does an abortion, we assume it's an isa deraisa, but he's not chayv misa. That's what you see from this pasuk. Otherwise, it would have always been kum lebi the rabbinate. So the Torah says that there's no einish misa, but in Masan Yi, if the Isha gets killed, then there's a din of kum lebi the rabbinate. What happens if the Isha got killed? B'shoigeg? The pasuk says, ki natsu anoshim. And the Gemara says, what kind of fighting are they have? Ki natsu. Here it's 10 lines from the bottom of Lama Gimon Amud Aleph. The one quotes that parsha. That's called the parsha of the Mevalotis. That the one who caused the woman to lose her fetus, caused the baby to die, has to pay the Mevalotis to the husband of the pregnant. So the pasuk reads, Ki notzu anoshim v'nokwi shohar v'yotzu yeladeho. The Omer ablozo b'mitzus shebimiso hakosu b'dabe. Ki notzu means that they're fighting. What kind of a fight is it? He's going to try to beat him up or he's trying to kill him? So Rav Losa says, "B'mitzu shebimitzu kasmadabe." He's niskamer lahargas chaveroi, and the pasuk says, "Imasan yev and asata nefesh tachas nefesh." If he didn't kill the chavero, ki notzu anoshim, he didn't kill chavero. He rather killed the. So that's called niskamer lahargas zebahargas zeh. So how do you take a read pshat in the pasuk? Imasan yev and asata nefesh tachas nefesh, to be taken literally, that I'm chayv misa niskamer lahargas zebahargas zeh is chayv misa. So he said, that's a machlek of Satanaim in Sanhedrin. In the end of Sanhedrin, around Afayin Ches, Sain Zayin, you have all the sugis about Retzeach. And the Mishnah has a machlek of Shimon and Achacham. Shimon holds in Skam Largazel Hargazet is Potter. And Achachamim hold Chayb. So the Chacham learned the Posek Kipshuto. And Mosin Yeb and Asata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. Yechayb Misin is Skam Largazel Hargazet is Chayb Mis. The Rambam Paskins like Reb Shimon, Skam Largazel Hargazet is Potter. And the rabbi is masik. Why did he decide to paskan like Reb Shimon? He ought to paskan like the Chachamim, Yochid v'Rab, Malachik v'Rab. Why should he all of a sudden paskan like Reb Shimon? So that's a machlokes. How do you read the pasuk when it says, when the satan nefesh tachas nefesh, nefesh tachas nefesh means literally, it's kamal lahar gazel lahar gazel chay misa. Maybe nefesh tachas nefesh means that mammon. Maybe it means mammon. Maybe it doesn't mean misa. What would be the din if he accidentally kills the woman? If someone murders someone else accidentally, do you still say kam lebi de rab minei? So that the Gemara has a braisa on Lamed Hey Omud Aleph. It's 6 lines from the top. That's called 5 lines from the top. Tana de Bechizkia. In Chizkia's yeshiva, they used to say over this braisa, Tana de Bechizkia. The Gemara quotes Tana de Bechizkia like it's the accepted opinion. The Tosfos points out here and a few other Masechtos that there are Tanaim who don't accept Tana de Bechizkia, but it's a generally accepted braisa. That the question is whether Kam Lebi de Rabbanei applies Bizman Hazeh. Nobody's getting any Chiyav Misa. Let's say someone is Machal Shabbos, and simultaneously with the Chilul Shabbos he makes a Hezek. But today no one's going to get any Misa. There's no Hasra, there's no Edim. There's no Bezdin, there's no Beis Hamikdash. You have to have so many things in order to give Einish Misa. We don't have anything. So does Kam Lebi de Rabbanei still apply Bizman Hazeh? So the answer is yes. The Prima Gadim and Hilchos Shabbos writes, the answer is yes, because of Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia says, you have a hekish in the Pasek. Mak behemi shalmeno, umake odom yumas. It's in one Pasek. So whenever you have two dinim in the same Pasek, we assume that there's a connection between it. That's called a hekish. So ma makeh behem aloi chilakta ba bein mishegig, bein mimezid, bein miskaven ashen, miskaven mederach irida, the derach aliyah, with respect to what? The focha moment? No, l'chai ba moment. Or the mod b'yoylam. If you make a hezek, you chayiv, under all circumstances, unless, it's gomor, shayla whether you chayiv. So af makeh odom yumas, doesn't make a difference whether b'shegig, b'mezid, and so on, not lechayvoy, but lefotra mamon. Lefotra mamon. That kom lebe de rabmine applies even b'shege. Even b'zman hazeh, that there's no Sanhedrin to give any din in the fashe. And even if he's machal shabbos b'shege, And even Bizman Amigdash, there wouldn't have been any Oynesh Misa. Since this is a Maisa, the Avera that he did is a Maisa that should have been Mechayiv Misa, so that Patas from Mamon. That's the Tana of the Beis Hiskia. That we say, Come Levi Dirabminei, Afila B'Shoigig. Not only be Mezid, Afila B'Shoigig. Fine. So that's the institution of Come Levi Dirabminei. Is mentioned in the Mishnah by Chaybi Mises, and the Mishnah holds that by Chorus he don't say Kamla with the Rabbi Minei. Afal Pishayim, the Chorus ain't by Mises Bezen. You only say Kamla with the Rabbi Minei by Mises Bezen. And the Gemara explains, based on Tana Bechizkia, that Kamla with the Rabbi Minei applies Beim Shegig, Beim Mezen. Fine. So then the Gemara has the comment. Lapuke when the Rabbi Chunya ben Akonin, that's 10 lines from the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. The line begins with the words Lapuke mechayve Lapuke mede Rabbi Chunya ben Akonin that he haya oise is Yom Kippurim kishabes letashlumin, that the Mishnah says in Bava Kam Hasarv Kedisha Shachaveroi is chay bottom amazik is chayv to pay, but if he serve Kedisha Shachaver b'Shabbes he's potter from paying. What if he served Kedisha Shachaver B'yom Kippur Misa? So there's no Kamla B'Dirab Minei. So Mechunya Ben Akonin disagrees with the Mishnah. He would say he feels that Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos, that Chorus also patas from Mamon. He said Kamla B'Dirab Minei Chorus also. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what is the Mokar? My timer, the Mechunya Ben Akonin, what's the Mokar? Timer. Today, when yes, what's the Tam? So the Tam means, what's the explanation? What's the rationale? What's the logic? In the Gemara, what's the reason is? A pasuk, no logic. Called the pasuk, that's the best logic in the world. A pasuk is a shayt, there's nothing to philosophize about. So what's the mocker? My time, the Rechunya, what's the mocker? So the Gemara has a machloikas Abai v'Rabbis. Abai says, osan, osain. And he quotes from the pasuk, Yaakovina was afraid to let Binyamin go. Yosef said he's not going to release Shimon unless they bring the youngest brother. And Yaakov Avinu was afraid to let Binyamin go, Pen Yukrain, Osama Derech. And he won't have Yosef, Enenu, Shimon, Enenu, Fes Binyamin, Tikoch, Allah, Hayu, Kolon. He won't have three children. So the Gemara understands that Yaakov Avinu wasn't afraid that an accident will happen on the highway. Accidents can happen at home also. Pen Yikrenu Asim Aderech means Kol Adrach Mecheska Sakona V'Hasotam Mekatreg B'Shas HaSakona. Maybe the Sotam will be Mekatreg that Binyamin deserves an Oynish Misa B'Dei Shemaim and will come to collect now when Binyamin will go because Hasotam Mekatreg B'Shas HaSakona. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid, he was concerned about Misa B'Dei Shemaim. So according to Abaye, not only does Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akona hold that Koris Patas from Mom and even Misa B'Dei Shemaim also Patas from Mom. Because that's what Yaakov Avinu was worried about, and he used the expression. I don't know if Yaakov Avinu said Osan. Could be that he spoke in Aramaic. The Chumash, when the Chumash quotes somebody as saying something, doesn't necessarily mean that that's what he said verbatim quotation. But that's the way the Rabbanu Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Write the word Osan in the Chumash. So we learn Xerushava Osan. Osan that come like the Rabbeinu applies, according to Rabbi Chunim Arakana, even applies that Koris Patas from Mamon. And Rabbi has a different marker. Rabbi has the mocker from the pasuk and halim yalimam ha'aretz as an emin isha who besita mizar la moilach. One who is nice and mizar la moilach is chayiv skila, no? Chayiv skila. So if the bezim won't administer the skila, so then the Rabbi Shalom said, Santa and his parim b'isha who v'yishrachtoi, v'yichrati also. Omri Torah, Koris shalik, kimisu shalacham. So according to Rabbi's mocker, all you see is that Koris is as strong as Mises Bezim. Doesn't really indicate anything about Misa B'Dei Shemaim, because Misa B'Dei Shemaim, according to the Bavli, is a lower oynish than Koris. So the Gemara says, Ma'ika ben Rav al-Abai, is there any difference halacha l'maisa? Igmenayu, Zar Shachal Truma, l'Abai Potter l'Rav Chai. Why? Because Zar Shachal Truma b'Mezid is Misa B'Dei Shemaim, it's not Koris. How many Averis are there that you chai Koris for? The Mishnah, opening Mishnah increases, says the Lamed Vav increases on the Torah. How many Averis are there? The Chaim Misa B'Dei Shemaim? Fewer. The Tosefta gives in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Daled, Mark quotes a Tosefta, it gives a list, Elu Shevi Misa. I think it's less than 10. So one of them is Zar Shachal Truma, the Mezid, is Misa B'Dei Shemaim. So the Gemara says, that'll be an Afkamina between Abai V'Rava. what Reb Nachunya ben Akana applied Kamala Rebbe Rabbanai to Nisa B'day Shemayim also. So here there's a big question in Rishonim. It's not Nagel La'alocha because we don't accept Reb Nachunya ben Akana's opinion. The question is, the Brisa of Tana D'Bei Chizkiya and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph says that Lechilakta bin Shegig Lemezid, that Kamala Rebbe Rabbanai even applies B'zman Hazeh, even though we're not administering the Oynesh Mises Bezdin. It even applies b'zman shabes hamikdash ha'ekayim, and they did administer Mises Bezdin. Even applies b'shoigeg. So that's the din in all kamlei b'dirabmines, or maybe that's only misa moment. What about Reb Nachunya ben Akana, who holds that koris also patras from moment? He would hold from Tana de Bechizkiya by koris patras from moment. That even if the fellow is zarshach al tuma, let's say b'shoigeg, not the mezid. Zashachal Truma B'Shoigig, he says, it's not Chayiv, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa B'Day Shemayim, he did it B'Shoigig. Would you still apply Tana B'Chizkiya that Chayiv Misa B'Day Shemayim Shoigigim, Patas from Momen or not? So that's a big machlekes of Rishonim within Reb Nachunya ben Akana. So Tosfos here on Laman Amid Beis, this is a famous Tosfos, Dibur Maschal Zashachal. So Tosfos assumes, without even spelling it out, Tosfos assumes that Dovah Pashut, that half of the Rishonim dispute, according to Abaye, who says within Reb Nachunya ben Akana, that even Misa B'Day Shemayim patras from Mammon, according to Rabba, that Koris and not Misa B'Day Shemayim patras from Mammon, we will apply Tana de Bechizkiya. Is a Chiddush? So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. Pimtoimar. How can it be? According to Abaye, there's a din. According to Abaye's understanding of Reb Nachunya ben Akana, so even if a person does an avera sheyesh bo misa b'day shamayim simultaneously with the chi of mamon, it patas from the mamon, and even if he does it b'shoigeg, you apply tana b'chizkiya on Reb Nachunya ben Akana. So Tyson says, so how do you ever have the institution of zar shachal truma b'shoigeg peis kerem v'chaymash? Why don't you say, Kom Lebi de Rabbi Mine? That's a pasuk in Chumash, that a Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg has to pay Kerem V'Chaymish. Rektos says, why don't you say, Kom Lebi de Rabbi Mine? So the answer is, look, it's an exception to the rule. It's an Ishkin Kasha. So Tosfos says, what exactly do you mean it's an exception to the rule? It means that even though usually Misa B'Day Shamayim Patas from Mammon, but this Mesa B'Day Shemayim is an exception to the rule. Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezid Mesa B'Day Shemayim, that Mesa B'Day Shemayim doesn't pater. So if that's the pshat and the exception to the rule, so the Gemara doesn't read straight. The Gemara says, there's a machlokes Abaye B'Rabba within Reb Nachunya ben Akana. Would he apply Kom Lebi de Rabbi Mine only to Koris patering from Mammon, or even Mesa B'Day Shemayim paters from Mammon? So the Gemara says, Amay Nafkemina, Ikat Minay, Nafkemina Allah, then Abaye B'Rabba is, Zar Sheochal Truma, and he made a hezek simultaneously. As he's swallowing the Truma, Zar Sheochal Truma, let's say he's eating the Truma B'mezid, Zar Sheochal Truma B'mezid, and simultaneously he makes a hezek to someone else. He just said that this Misa B'Day Shemayim doesn't pater. Zar Sheochal Truma doesn't pater. If it would pater, how would a Zar Sheochal Truma B'Shegig ever pay Kerem V'Chaymish? So you have to say it's an exception to the rule. Chiddush. It's a chiddush. Chiddush means an exception to the rule. So once you say it's an exception to the rule, so what does the Gemara say? Ika benai, then afkamina, ma'ika ben abai v'rava, the difference will be, Zah Shachar Ruma, and he made a hezek simultaneously, according to Abai, you'll say, Kam Lebi de Rabbeinu. But you just said it's a pasuk and chumash, that this is an exception to the rule. You don't say, Kam Lebi de Rabbeinu. That's Taisus Kash. So Taisus answers, that's not what it means, that it's an exception to the rule that this Misa B'Day Shemayim doesn't pater. No. The exception to the rule means the following. We know from the end of the Perek Elanaris, we know that there are two types of Tashlumei Mamon. Here, take a look, there's a Mishnah, Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph. A man is Moide B'Knas. The top line, a Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph, Ha'omer, a man admits on his own, Pitisi is Bita Shoploni. So it says, Einem Shalom Knas, he doesn't pay. Moide B'Knas is Pat. I'm a Ganavti. A man admits that I robbed $1 million from the bank. Mishalom is Hakeren. I does Baldin Kameidim Dami. Mishalom Karen Al Piatzmo. However, Einem Shalom Tashlame Kefa Tashlame Abba Hamisha Al Piatzmo. because Maidi Biknas is Potter. Hey, Mishori is Ploni. Oshori is Ploni. I admit that my Shor killed someone, my Shor Amud killed someone, and I have to pay Kofir. Only Shor Amud. If a Shor Tam kills someone, Asher Yisokel, the Shor gets Gila, but the Baal Shor doesn't have to pay Kofir. If it's a Shor Amud kills an Adam, so not only does the Shor deserve Skila, Asher Yisokel, the Shor Aniskal, but the Baal Shor has to pay Kofir also. So Kofir is not Knas, so Moide be Kofir is Chayiv. But if I say Hamish Shori Avdash Shaploni, if my Shara Mood killed the Nebuchadnezzar, then the Torah says he pay Shlosh Mishalevit, that's a fixed amount of money. So then the Mishnah says that's Knas. Maidi B'Knas is Pad, the Zeha Klal. Kala Mishalim Yeser Al Mashi Hizik is Knas. And Knas ain't Mishalim Al Piyatzman, because Maidi B'Knas is Pad. So that's the rule. There's a difference between Mammon and Knas. That's the Mishnah Mem Aleph and Aleph. Moide b'mamin is hadas baldin kebeidim dami, and moide b'knas, you don't apply hadas baldin. Moide b'knas is potter. So we're usually used to thinking that all chayuv b'mamin are divided into two categories. There's mamin and the knas. So Tosis comes up here. This Tosis, Dibra Maschel Zar, on Lamed Amid Beis, Tosis says, there's a third category of tashlumin. There's mamin, and there's knas, and there's a third category that's called kapara. How many chayuv b'mamin fall under the category of knas? So let's say Kethel, Dalet Vehei, Oynesim Efatem, Oitzi Shemra, Shloshim Shalevet, a whole bunch of things are called Knas. Usually the Mishnah says, usually it's Kolam Shalom Yoser Amashi Hizik, and sometimes it's not exactly Yoser Amashi Hizik. Let's say Chatzi Nezik of Shor Tam. A Shor Tam pays Chatzi Nezik, makes a Hezik. So that's a Machloikis Amaroyim and the Gemara and Bavakama. We pass on the Maskonas a Gemara and Bavakama adapt as well. That Palganiska is Knas, Chatzi Nezik, that the Shor Tam pays, is Knas, it's not Mammon, and therefore Ein Mishalim Al Piyatzman. It's also called Knas. It's not Mishalim Yoseh Amasha Hizik, but it's Mishalim Yoseh Amasha Hoyet Sorchli is Mukhiv Lishalim, because we hold the Stam Shvarim Abaches Kashimur Kaimi. The definition of Karen is if the Behemah makes a Hezik, that's Mishunah. So the Baal Behemah is not Mukhiv to look out for his animal, that it should go crazy. You're not mechuyev to think maybe this animal is going to do something wild, something meshuga. So since Stam Shvarim Beches Kashim Kaimi vis-a-vis meshuna dik wild crazy things, human beings do all kinds of crazy things. They behead other people, they drown people, they do crazy things. Behemoths are not so ingenious that they should do crazy things. So the Baal Behemoth is not mechuyev to watch his animal that he shouldn't make a hezek that's meshuna. So if the animal did make a hezek, Behemoth was mazik, are you there? Karen, definition of Karen is meshuna. The Gemara starts off, Bava Kama, it starts off as if the definition of Karen is Kavanah Salahazik. Then the Gemara explains, doesn't depend on Kavanah Salahazik. Even if it's not Kavanah Salahazik, definition of Karen is if it's Mishunim. Whenever it's Mishunim, Samikare, then the Baal HaBehemah shouldn't be obligated to pay even a penny. So the Chatzi Nezik that he pays is not Yosef Masha Hizik, but it's Yosef Masha Hoyt Tzorach Lis Mukhiv Lishalom. Should have been Mukhiv to pay zero. So it's a chiddush ha'tera that he pays the chatzin nezik. That's also called knas. It's yoser, not yoser mimashi hizik, yoser mimashi hoy tzorach li yismuchiv l'shal. So that's all called knas. So we know there are two categories of mamon and knas. So now Tosis comes up with a new category of kapara. How many chiyuvim mamon fall under the category of kapara? Halvoa and Mazik and Chayvel and that's all and Mekka Chamemka, that's all Mammon. Ganav pays Karen, that's all Mammon. And Kefil Dalavehe, Yonisim Fatim Otsi Shemra, Shloshim Shlevi, that's all Knas. How many Chiyuv and Mammon fall under the category of Kapar? So Tosis says, one. It's a category that only has one Chiyuv Mammon in it. What's the one Chiyuv Mammon? Zar Shach Al Trumba B'Shoigeg has to pay Karen V'Chaymesh. So that's for the purpose of Kapara. That's for the purpose of Kapara. There is such a Gemara in Shabbos, around Daf Ayin Aleph or so. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, we learned Shabbos last year, no? So who remembers the Gemara in Shabbos? The Gemara says, what's a din? A person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegek, so he's Chayiv Chatos. First Mechal Shabbos B'Mezid, he won't get a Kapara by being a Chatos. Mechal Shabbos B'Shegek, he has to bring a Chatos. What if he's Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, thinking that Shabbos is only a lav? Shabbos is like a Macholas Asuras. If he would have known that Shabbos is a chorus, he wouldn't have messed around. He wouldn't have been Mechal Shabbos. So is that called B'mezid, What is that called b'shoigi? He's careful about eishesish, he's careful about chayla b'dam, he's careful about eating on Yom Kippur, eating chametz b'pesach, whatever there's chorus or worse, that he doesn't violate. Whatever there's only a lav or less, that he'll violate. So he was mechal Shabbos, b'mezid, thinking that Shabbos doesn't have chorus. If he would have realized that Shabbos has chorus, he wouldn't have done. So that's a machleg z'abyechon v'ish lokesh. That's called hezid b'lav, v'shogag b'chorus. He knew that he's doing chil Shabbos b'mezid, but he didn't realize that there's chorus. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, usually pass like Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish. He's a b'la b'shogeg b'chorus is chayv chatas. That's called b'shogeg. So the Gemara said the same is true by a zar shochal truma b'mezid. Zar shochal truma b'shogeg has to pay keren b'chaymesh to get a kapara. Zar shochal truma b'mezid is chayv misib d'esh shemayim l'sagilei b'kapara. He's not going to gain in a kapara. He won't acquire a kapara by giving kerem lechemesh. What if he ate zar shochal truma b'mezid, but if he's it bala b'shogag b'misa b'dei shemaim? There is no chorus. It's only misa b'dei shemaim. He didn't know that a zar means a not kain. Only a kain is allowed to eat truma. If anybody is not a kain, either a lady or Yisrael, there's a zar shochal truma b'mezid, is misa b'dei shemaim. So if he would have known that it's misa b'dei shemaim, he wouldn't have eaten the truma b'mezid, but he didn't know. So is that called b'mezid? Is that called b'shegig? Is it sagilei b'kapara? Can he give the kerem chamish and get a kapara or not? So the Gemara says, just like we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, by hizid b'la b'shogag b'kores on Shabbos that yechayv chato, so to hizid b'la b'shogag b'misa b'dei shamayim by zar shochal truma b'mezid is also he pays the kerem chamish and he gets the kapara. So the Gemara says the lashon that Kerem V'chaymish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim like Chatos is to Koris. Just like Chatos gives Kapora for Koris, so too Kerem V'chaymish gives a Kapora for the Avera that he violated B'shegeg, that if he would have done it B'meis, it would have been Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the Gemara makes the equation. The Gemara says that just like Chatos is a Kapora, so too Kerem V'chaymish is Kapora. So that's what Tosfos says. We asked Akasha, according to Abayi's version of Rabbi Nachmanim ben Akona, that even Misa B'dei Shamayim also Patas Mamin, also you apply Kom Leib de Rabbine. So how do you ever have the institution of Zav Shochal Truma B'Shegib that he pays Karen V'Chaymesh? Tosfos is making an assumption. Half of the Rishonim will answer, he ate it B'Shegib. There's no Kom Leib de Rabbine if he did it B'Shegib. But Tosfos is assuming that's a big machlekes. Rashi and Tosfos and Pesachim and the Balamar and the Ramban have a machlekes. Tosfos is assuming that Tana de Bechiske on Daf Lamed and Heyam and Aleph doesn't only apply to Misas Bezdin. Lo chilakta bein shogeg lemezid. You say come lewe the Rabbine bein shogeg bein lemezid. Not only by Misa pattering mamon, even Misa b'dei shamayim patters mamon. Because of the Gzera Shabbat, asan asan, so it looks like Rabbi Nachmanim ben Akona is making an equation between Misa B'dei Shamayim and Koreis and Misa Bezdin, also Patas B'Shegeg. So Tosfos says, how do you ever have the institution of a Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegeg that he pays Kerem B'Chaymish? Why doesn't the Misa B'dei Shamayim pater from the Chiyuv Tashlum? So Tosfos says, obviously it's an exception to the rule. It's an exception. What do you mean it's an exception to the rule? So they explain, it doesn't mean that this Misa B'dei Shamayim doesn't pater. No, it's an exception to the rule that Zar Shochal Truma B'Shegeg, the payment of the Kerem V'Chaymish, is for the purpose of Kapara. Like the Gemara says, Kerem V'Chaymish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim what Chatas is to Kare. So just like Chatas is Kapara, so the Kerem V'Chaymish is also Kapara. So Tosfos says, but if the Zar Shochal Truma, the Tzar is eating truma that he breaks someone else's property. He's driving a car, and he's smashing it, and he's eating truma as he's driving the car. And he's making a hezek as he's driving the car. So then, the Misa B'dei Shamayim of Tzar Shachal Truma will pater from moment. Just doesn't pater from that moment. Tzar Shachal Truma B'Shegeg, the payment of the Kerem V'Chaymish, that's for the purpose of Kapora. Kom Levi the Rabbinei pater's moment and pater's knas, but it doesn't pater from Kapora. That's what Tosfos says. How did Tosfos know that that's true? That Kom Levi the Rabbinei doesn't pater from Kapora. So there's a Gemara, another Gemara in Shabbos, in the Tzaddiks. The Gemara says, a man a man thought that you're not allowed to carry kelim on Shabbos, but he didn't know that you're not allowed to carry food. He thought the Reuchel Nefesh is mutter on Shabbos. And then he carried a kli with food in the kli. He needs the kli in the other place, and he needs the food in the other place. He carried both. So the Gemara, and then they gave him hasro. Don't carry, you're going to get the misa. So the Gemara says, if he was hezid on one, and shogag on the other one, so he's chayv misa for the one he was hezid, and it's chayv chattas on the one that he was shogag. So Tosfos has the kasha, one should say, come maybe the rabbi, one should say that the chi of misa, for being mechal Shabbos b'mezid, should pata from the chattas. So Tosfos answers in Masech Shabbos. You see that come lebe the rabbi, only patas from a chi of mamon, like tashlume mamon or knas. It doesn't pata from a chi of chattas, because chattas is for the purpose of kapor. So here Tosfos says, who adinami, the zashach al truma b'shoigik pays karen v'chaimish. The karen v'chaimish is like a chattas. The Gemara made the equation. Karen v'chaimish is to misa b'dei shamayim what chattas is to chorus. So they came up with this new category of tashlumin that may only have one chiyuv, may only have one. The original zar shachal truma b'shegik pays kerem v'chaymish, and that's b'toras kapara. Is there anything else, any other chiyuv moment in this category? Kofer. So the Gemara has a shayla in Bava Kama with the kufr kapara or kufr mamayna. What's the shayla? So Tosfos says that's what it means. There are three categories of tashlumin. There's mamon, there's knas, and there's kapara. So the Gemara want to know whether the shor hamuad shoharagas ha'odom pays kofer. It's not knas. That's what they see from the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph, because the Mishnah says moide b'knas is pata, and moide b'kofer is chayiv. Hey, mishori is ploni, mishalem al piyatzmai. Mishori avdushal ploni, pays shloshim shaleved. So Shloshim Shalevit is Knas, but Hei Mishori is Pliny, and he's Moide Me'atzma, that is Chayef to pay Koifer. He is Mishalem Al Piyatzma. So you see that it's not Knas. The Chayef Koifer is not Knas. But the Gemara Baba Kama has a suffix whether the Chayef Koifer is Kufra Mamayna or is it Kufra Kapara. So you see Mefurish in the Gemara that there's a third category. So Tosfos there asked the question, what's an Afkamina La Halacha? Whether Kufra Mamayna or Kufra Kapara? The Mayna Afkamina La Halacha. So here there's an Afkamina, Tosfos just came up, Kom Leib the Rabbinah. Tosfos claims over here on Laman on the base that whenever you have a Chiyav Tashlumi Mamon, that's Betoris Kapara, it doesn't become cancelled based on a Chiyav Misa, that's simultaneous with it. You don't say Kom Leib the Rabbinah. There the Tosfos in Bava Kama raises the question, what's the big difference, Halacha Lamaisa, whether you say Kufr Amayna or Kufr Kapara? He's Mishalem al Piyatzma anyway. Let's see, where's that Tosfos? There used to be a Tosfos in Bava Kama. Here, it's still there. Look at that. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a Tosfos. My love, Koifer. The Gemara says, Lo Domin. So Tosfos wants to know, what's the difference, Halacha Lamaisa, with the Kufr Kapara, a Kufr Mamayna? Tosfos has two Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is Mechila. My Shah Amud killed somebody. So the Torah says, I'm mechuyev to pay kofer to the Yorshim. The guy's dead. The man is dead. So I have to pay kofer to the Yorshim. So what if the Yorshim say, we don't need it? They're very wealthy people. But they don't like me. Whatever they say, we don't need your kofer. You can keep the money. We don't need your kofer. So whenever there's a chiyev tashlumin bin adam lachaver, the other person is a balabas to be meichel. So Tosfos came up with a chiddush that if I owe a chiyuv tashlumi kapara to somebody, he's not a balabas to be meichel. How do they know that there's such a din? He's not a balabas to be meichel. So Tosfos Bayah says the same. Our Tosfos in Ksubas Laman on the base also says there's no mechila. And Tosfos proves it from in the first wide line on Laman on the base in Ksubas, right before that, v'yeshloima shayni shogi de truma mshum. Tashluma didei kapara. Tosfos says, Ezar shachal truma b'shegig pays kerem v'chaimish. Why isn't it covered with kam levi? The Rambam says, it's an exception to the rule. What's an exception to the rule? So he said, the exception isn't that the misa b'dei shemaim of Ezar shachal truma doesn't cancel chiyav mamon. No, the exception to the rule is that kerem v'chaimish is kapara, and kapara is never subject to kam levi. The Rambam says, Mishum de tashluma didei kapara b'shegig v'loim amoyne. Ki di amrinon proof. Kidi Aminim Maseches Trumas Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph Emratzah Kohen Limchol Eina Yochol Limchol. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So Tosis is interpreting Mishum Delahavi Mamen El Kapar. That's what Tosis interprets. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Tosis says the reason why there's no Mechila is because the Chiyav Tashlume, I by mistake ate someone else as the, I'm an next door neighbor with a Kohen. I walked into his house and I started nibbling on some of the cookies, and I didn't realize that the cookies were Trumadika cookies. So Tosis says, I have to give Kerem HaChemish in order to get a Kapara. Because I did an Aver B'Shegi, which if I would have done it, amazed it, would have been Chaim Yisvedei Shemayim. So the Mishnah says the Kohen is not a Balabas to be Moichel, the Kerem HaChemish. So Tosis interprets, Mishum de Lahavi Momen Ela Kapar. The Rasha Mishnayis, Trumas, quotes the Tosis, and he doesn't agree. He says, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It doesn't say any reason. He thinks the reason is different. The Rasha Mishnayis thinks that the reason why there's no Mechila is because, how does Mechila ever work? Let's say, I owe you money, and then you're Mechila. How does Mechila ever work? So the Rash says, Mechila is like his Kabalti. Let's say, I owe you $1,000. I owe you, I borrowed $1,000, I owe you $1,000. So I can either pay back by giving you cash, or if you agree, I can give you a check, or if you agree, I can give you half of my library, $1,000 worth of svarim or furniture. I have all kinds of stuff in the house. I can get whatever you agree to. And sometimes you don't even have to agree. Sometimes I can even stick you with all kinds of junk, but the junk has to be worth $1,000. Sometimes I can even stick you with stuff that you don't want. If it's worth $1,000, I paid you. So there are different forms of piroin. So the Gemara says, Mechila is also a form of piroin. Let's say, I owe you $1,000, I give you the money. And I say, all paid up? You say, all paid up. Then the second after I paid you the money, you put the money back in my pocket. So you say, I wasn't Yotzei the Piron. I really was Yotzei the Piron. I paid you the money, and Echov is Perot. Then you give it back. So the Gemara says, Mechila is also Kis Kabalti. If you say, I'm about to give you the money, I say, there's no need. You can keep the money. And even if I don't have any money, not I'm about to give you the money, I don't have any money, you say, I'm Michael, I don't need it. Keep the money, and I'll be happy. That's the Perot. So the Rash writes on Mishnah is that the whole rationale behind Mechila, how does Mechila ever work? How does the institution of Mechila, it says in all the Mishnah, there is an institution of Mechila. If I owe you $1,000, you say, I'm Eichel, then a couple of years go by and we get angry at each other, we don't talk to each other, and then you say you want $1,000, I say, no, you are Eichel already. I don't have to pay you the money. Mechila is not just temporarily. You don't want to take it. Once you're Michael, that's the end of the story. You can't wake up 25 years later and say you want the money back. Mechila closes the whole case. So why does it work? Why does Mechila work? So there are different suggestions in Rishonim. The Stipula has a beautiful essay on Sanhedrin on Davov, where Tosis shows that Mechila in its Tzviach HaKinyan, so he quotes from three different opinions in Rishonim, how does it work? So the Rash HaMishnah is on Trumas, on that Mishnah that Tosis quotes, the Rash says that Mechila works because it's another form of Piron. If I would have given you the money, the Chov would have been Perua, then you give me back the money, it's fine. So even if you say, you're Michael, so I satisfied you. I'm going to keep the money in my bank account. I have satisfied you. Let's say, what's called a Piron? Let's say you're davening, middle of davening, and I want to give you the $1,000. So you say, put it on the table, put it on my talazekel, and I'll take it later. Whatever you agree to, that's called piron. Let's say, I call you up on the telephone and I say, I have a $1,000 bill. Such a thing exists, $1,000 bill. Let's say, I have a $1,000 bill, what should I do? So you say, put it in the mail. So I put it in the mail, and then it gets lost. So I was here, so I did the piron. Whatever you told me to do, that's what I did. When I take the $1,000, and I give it to you to your satisfaction, I did what you want me to do. You tell me, give the $1,000 to my mother. I give the $1,000 to your mother, the chov is perua. I did exactly what you asked me to do. So if you say, keep the $1,000, and I'll be very happy, so I keep it. So I'm yotzei the piron. The chila is ki his kabalti dami. So the Rash writes, b'med var mamurim, when can you say mechila is considered a form of piron if the halacha doesn't require a specific form of piron? I can pay by cash, I can pay by check, I can give you shavik kesef, I can put it in your talizek or whatever you agree to. But here the Torah says, "Vayzashachal truma b'shoigeg." The Torah says the Chumash requires, and Mishnah spell it out. V'nosan lakoynes hakodesh. He can't pay by check or by cash. He has to give dovah haroili as kodesh. And when he gives it to the kohen, tashlum in that pachm lios truma. I ate truma b'shoigeg. So what? If I ate potatoes, I have to give you back. You're the kohen. I have to give him back potatoes. If I ate cookies that were from wheat, I have to give them back wheat. Whatever the min was, if I drank wine, I have to give them back wine of chulin. When I give them back the wine of chulin, the tashlum and the pakim liyas truma, that itself becomes truma now. Since the Rash writes on Mishnayos, since the Torah singles out a specific form of tashlumin, you can't just do any form of tashlumin to the satisfaction of the kohen, to pay whatever will satisfy him. So he has no right to be meichel. To be meichel is like if I give him a check I'm not yotze. If I give him cash, I'm not yotze. I have to give dafke davar haroili as kodesh. So that's why mechila doesn't work. But the Rosh thinks mechila would work even on kapara. Even if you have a chiyav mammon, that's kapara. Let's say kufra kapara. The Gemara Bavakama daf mem gimel, but the Gemara had the pilpul, the discussion with the kufra mamayna or kufra kapara. So he says even if kufra kapara, mechila will still work. Because there's no specific way how you have to pay the kofer. You can pay kofer by check, by cash, I can put the money in his tavazek or whatever he agrees to. So he can be moichel the kapara also. Mechila is considered as if I paid him the money. As if I was yotze the
kapara. Huh? You can't learn it up from the kores, the kores. Because there Why not?
The same thing. Same thing, just like Koris Pater's Mammon, so Misa Vadei Shemayim Pater's Mammon. But it doesn't. Misa Vadei Shemayim Pater's Mammon, why can't you? Everything else is untouched, why? And the Chodim HaNakana holds that Misa Vadei Shemayim Koris also Pater from Mammon. Okay? Just that Tosis explains, Tosis claims, why is Zashach al Truma B'Shoigeg? Why is it that the Misiv De Shemaim doesn't pater? So we would, half of the Rishonim answer, there's no Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia, lo chilakta mishayig lemez, is only by Misa. Not by Koris and not by Misiv De Shemaim. So Tosis holds not so. Tosis holds that Tana Bechizkia applies even to Koris and Misiv De Shemaim within Rav Mechunya Ben Hakana. We don't pass like him. But Tosis thinks within Rav Mechunya Ben Hakana, you would apply Kamla with the Rabbi and even Mishayig. So they get stuck with this problem. How do you have the whole institution of Zar Shachal Truma B'Shogeg that he pays Karim? So you say it's a Chiddush. Chiddush means an exception to the rule. Exception. What's an exception to which rule? That what? So they say, don't say. So originally they thought that the Misa B'Dei Shemaim of Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezid doesn't cancel Mammon. So that's against our Gemara. The Gemara says that'll be the Nafkamina between Abai V'Rava. Zar Shachal Truma B'Mezid. And he makes a Hezek at the same time. So Tosis says, no, the exception to the rule of Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg is that Tashlume Truma Nepach M'lias Truma, that's a Chiyav Kapara. It's not Mammon, it's not Kanas, it's Kapara. And Kapara is not subject to Kamla B'di Rab Minei. That's what and how do they know? So they proved it in Shabbos from the Din by the Hizir Alakli B'Shogag Alo Echlin. So Yechayiv Misa because of the one, and Yechayiv Chatas because of the other one. So Tosis says, why don't you say Kamla B'di Rab Minei? Because they come with Rabbi, doesn't pata from a chiyuv carbon. So Taisa says, yeah, why not? Because carbon is kapara. So they say, who are the name? If you have a tashlum a mammon that's a kapara, it's also one pata. So who says that Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg is a tashlum of kapara? So they prove it that it's so from the Mishnah that mechila doesn't work. So the Rash says, that doesn't prove anything. Mechila doesn't work because there's a specific form of tashlumin. That's why mechila always works on kol ha'tar kula because it's considered his kabalti. Mechila means I have satisfied you to your satisfaction. I gave the money where you went, the way you asked me to do it. Let's say I owe you $1,000. You say, make out a check for my favorite charity. So when I make out the check, I paid you the $1,000. So here Tosis says, here the Rash says. That by Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg, he can't make any other form of tashlumin. The halacha requires Davka to give Dovah HaRoili as Kodesh. You can't pay by cash, and you can't pay by check, and you can't pay by shofar, because you can't pay by anything. It has to be dafik adavar adavar kodesh. Of course, mechila doesn't work. But he claims, the Rashi Mishnah says, it doesn't indicate at all, doesn't prove at all, that Kerem L'chaimish is kapar.
According to Tosfos, the Arshul Shuma, so if that's kapar, that means if he pays it, there's no misa b'deshamayim anymore?
Probably. So, yeah, he did b'shoigeg. Probably no misa b'deshamayim anyway, because he violated b'shoigeg. That a person violates an avera sheyesh b'kores, but he violates it b'shoigeg. So he violated b'shoigeg, there is no kores, but he needs a kapara for having violated it b'shoigeg. So he has to bring achatos. Similar to Dovish's donor chorus. It's going to be Shigiwasachatos here, the Dovish's dono, Nisa B'dei Shamayim, this one, so the Torah prescribes, give Kerem L'chaimish, and that'll be the Kapara. But even if he doesn't pay, there isn't going to be the Nisa B'dei Shamayim. He didn't violate the Aver B'mezin. Nisa B'dei Shamayim is only if he violates the B'mezin. So again, so Tosis claims, our Tosis formulates this cloud. There's no Kom Levi Dirabine by Kapara. Yeah. If you all like the Rashi and Mishnayis, that there is no such rule, and Tosis claims that there's no mechila, either. Yeah. So the Rashi says he doesn't see. The Rashi says he doesn't see that in the Mishnah, that there's no mechila on kapor. Why not? He thinks that the only reason why mechila doesn't work, because there's a specific form that tashlumin has to be in. It has to be davar harayli as kodesh. If you ate potatoes, you have to give potatoes. If you ate cookies, you have to give that kind of that min. You have to give chim and so on. So he says he doesn't agree with the Tosfos, not on the Kom Levi Dirabin. He doesn't agree on the mechila either. So is there any nekuda that everybody agrees that there's a difference between mamon and knas on the one hand and kapora on the other hand? The Gemara does say in Bava Kamma, a whole pilpul whether koyfer kapora. A kufr is mamayna. So what's the difference? Whether kufr kapar, kufr mamayna. So tell me, Bava Kamma, Mem Gimel Amanalu gives you another nafkamina. You give one nafkamina for mechila. That's what they claim based on the Mishnah in Trumas. That's what they say by us. Then they have a nafkamina for Kom Levi Dirabine. And Tosfos gives another nafkamina. Nafkemina kagon shemeis hamazik, dein kapor lach hamisa, kagon chatas v'yoshim, dein boim lach hamisa. Tosfos writes a chiddush, a whopper of a chiddush. A person, a chal shabbos, very good, he had a chatas v'yoshim, and he sets aside the chatas v'yoshim, and then he dies, so what do you do? Let's say a person was mafresh a shlomim, an oila, and he dies. So the Gemara says, the yoshim, bring the shlomim and the oila. You makrib the shlomim and the oila after he died. But if a person set aside a chatas or an oshim, because of some avera that he did, and then he dies, chatas shemeis b'leho is not korev, and the osham shemeis b'leho also not korev osham, korev oilam, but it's not, you can't bring en kapora la mesim, you can't get a kapora after you die, and chatas and osham are not bo ben edu and adova, so you can't bring it lachamisa as a chatas v'osham. So Tosfos says a chiddush nifla, that if I'm mechuyev, let's say, my Shor HaMoed killed an Adam, and I have to pay kofar to the Yorshim. And I'm preparing myself to pay the kofar, then I drop dead. So did my Yorshim have to pay for the estate? Any chiyuv imam that I owe to other people are collectible from my estate. So do they collect the chiyuv kofar? My Shor HaMoed killed an Adam, and I was Nischayev, the Bezin Paskin, I have to pay kofar, and then I die, and I leave a big estate, Karkam, Talklam, and everything. Can the Yorshim of the man who was killed, can they collect from my Yorshim the Chiyuv that I owe? So Tosfos says a Chiddush. It depends whether Kufr Mamayin or Kufr Kapara. If Kufr Kapara, a Kapara la Mesim, as the Din says by Chatas and Oshim. How did Tosfos not to extend it? And the Gemara just has it by Chatas and Oshim. How did they know that ain't Kapara la Mesim even applies to a Chiyuv Mamayin, that you don't have to pay the Chiyuv Mamayin la Chamisa if the Chiyuv Mamayin was Bataris Kapara? But Tosfos invented it on their own. Just like this, they shake it out of their sleeve. They ask, what's the difference? But the kufr mamayin, the kufr kapara. Mayika ben domim le kufr. Tosfos says, yeah, nafkimina shemeis hamazik. Ein kapara lachamisa, kmo chatas v'yoshem, dein boim lachamisa. How do they know that that's true? So the answer is, it's a beferish gemara later in Bava Kamma. Tosis doesn't say, and on the margin they didn't tell you, but it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion. Who else pays chaimish? A zar shachal truma b'shegeg has to give kerem v'chaimish. Okay, that's another case. If you were the one who has magdish, a magdish masiv chaimish. Who else gives chaimish? Okay, you pay the iram ha'shein, you give chaimish. Okay, who else? In the end of Baba Kama, there's a person who pays chaimish. By Gezel, if I owe money to somebody else and he confronts me and he asks, where's the money? And I swear falsely I don't owe him any money. And then later on I admit. That's called Shvos HaPikodin. Shvos HaPikodin, I owe you money, I have your property, and I swear falsely that I don't owe you the money. And then later on I decide to do tshuva. I probably won't decide to do tshuva. The guy, I got it, he probably won't do tshuva. But let's say it happens. So the Torah says, v'hisvadu, he should say the vidui, okay? And then he has to give back kerem v'chaimish and bring asham gzeilos. That's one of the six ashamas, is asham gzeilos. If he was nishbal hasheker, if he swore falsely, I don't owe you the $1,000, and not only, and then later on he does tshuva, so he has to give kerem v'chaimish, has to give back the $1,000 as the kerem. How much is the chomish? Chomish is 25%. He has to give back $1,250. Means when you make out the check for the $1,250, the $250 part of it is 1/5 of the total amount. It's not the way we would talk. We would have said chomish is $200, 1/5 of the kerem. So the Gemara says no, that it's 1/5 of the total amount. After you pay everything, it's 1/5. It's 25% in our language. Chomish is 25%. So the one is Nishbal HaSheker has to pay Kerem V'chomish, and then he has to bring Asham Gizelos for a Kapara. So the Mishnah says, what if I swore falsely that I don't owe you the money, and then I admit that I swore falsely, and I have to give you back the Kerem V'chomish and bring the Asham, and then I die before I have a chance to do anything? So the Mishnah says the Kerem V'chaimish will be collected from my estate. But the Korban Asham Gzeilos that you can't bring Lachamisa, Ein Kapor Lachamisa. But the Kerem V'chaimish, you do pay Lachamisa. So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Why shouldn't you say that Chaimish is Kapora? Isn't the Chaimish for the sake of Kapora? The Gemara says, Shmamino, you see from the Mishnah that the Chaimish over here is not a Kapora. Why did they ask a question in the first place? Where is this Gemara? Anybody remember? Who learned Baba Kama lately? Nobody? Oh, yeah.
Fine, baby.
Hmm?
Fine, baby.
Where's the Gemara? It's in Agoizel Kama. Here it is. The Gemara is on Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. About 20 lines from the top, commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah is on Kuf Gimel Omer Aleph. Gozel is Chaver, V'nish Baba Sheker, has to give Kerem V'chaimish. It says, what if he didn't pay the Chaimish yet and he dies? So he said, pay the Chaimish Lachamisa, but you don't bring the Asham Zeilos Lachamisa. The Gemara says, Alma, you see from the Mishnah, Chaimish Mamaynahu. It's not Kapora. The Imayis, and even if the Ganef, who swore falsely, dies, Mishalmi LeYorshim, the Yorshim do pay. Meaning that if it would have been Kapara, they wouldn't have to pay. Why did Gemara think that the Chaimish is Kapara? Because Taisus says that the Chaimish by Zah Shachal Truma B'Sheigeng, the Chaimish is Kapara. So the Gemara thought, if the Chaimish over there is for the purpose of Kapara, when you pay to your own hegdish that you were magdish, you pay to your own ma'aser shein. He didn't do anything wrong. He doesn't need a kapara. He lives far away from Yerushalayim, so he wants to be paid in the ma'aser shein. So that's not a topic of kapara. But here the Gemara thought, al pi pashtas, just like the zar shachal truma b'shegeg, the tashlumi kerem v'chaimish is for the purpose of kapara. Kerem v'chaimish is to misa b'dei shamayim, achatas is to kores. So the Gemara thought that just like the kerem v'chaimish over there is kapara, here the Chaimish is also a Kapara, but the Mishnah says you pay Lachamisa. So the Gemara says, Alma, what do you see from the Mishnah? This Chaimish, Mamaynahu, the Imais Mishalmei LaYorshim. the Gemara gives, so that's the Mokka, that's where Tosfos got it from. The Tosfos on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, right, such a double poshut, that ain't kapara la'ach ha'miso, that if a person dies, just like you don't bring the chatos and the osham, he doesn't have to pay the koifer of the shara mud kills an adam, he doesn't have to pay the koifer. The Mokka is this Gemara. On Kuf, where is it? Kuf Dalan on the base. It's Beferish in the Gemara. If the Chaimish would have been kapara by the Nishbala Sheker, he would have not have paid Lachamisa. Then the Gemara has another Nafkamina Ladina that the Chaimish by the Shvos HaPikodin is not kapara. The Gemara has, let's say, I ask you, did you wear, are you Jewish? He says, yes. Did you wear tefillin today? The guy says, yes. I say, I don't believe you. He says, I swear I wore tefillin today. Then it comes out that he swore falsely. He didn't wear tefillin today. So is there a din of Shvos HaPikodin? What kind of Shvos HaPikodin? Shvos HaPikodin is, I'm Tovei HaMamon. I say you owe me money. You didn't pay. And then you swear falsely that you don't owe me the money. But if I say, did you fast yesterday? Did you eat yesterday? Did you daven musaf yesterday? The guy swears that he did daven musaf. Then it comes out he didn't daven musaf. So he swore falsely, there's no din of Shvos HaPikodin over there. Only time you have to pick Karen Bechaysh, the only time you have to bring Hashem Gzeilas, if it's a Chiyah bin Adam HaHaver. So the Mishnah says, what if he swore falsely that you don't owe me the $100? And then later on you admit that that you really did owe it. So not only do you have to pay me back the $100, you got to pay an additional $25. You have to bring Hashem Gzeilas. So then I say, I wait a week and I say, no, where's the $25? He swears that he paid the $25. I say, he didn't pay the $25. He admits that he swore falsely. So would there be a din of Shvos HaPikodin on the $25 that he swore falsely? If it's kapara, so the Gemara assumes that it's not a tvias mamon bin adam machavera. There are three types of chiyuv in mamon. There's mamon, there's knas, and there's kapara. So mamon and knas is a chiyuv bin adam machavera. So if I'm to bear you, I say you owe me money. You swear falsely, you don't owe me the money. So you're swearing to me. If I'm to bear you, did you daven musaf yesterday? What? It's not a taina bin al machaver. I'm not the baldover over here. The Rebbe Shalom wants you to daven musaf. Who am I? I'm not the balabas. I'm not God's policeman. So if I say, you never paid me the $25 of the chaymish, and you swear falsely that you did pay. So the Mishnah says that there's a din of Shvos HaPikodin on the $25. So the Gemara says, that's another proof, that the second proof, that the Tashlumei Chaymesh by Shvos HaPikodin is not Kapara. If it would have been Kapara, there wouldn't have been an institution of Shvos HaPikodin. It's like I make you swear that you fasted on Yom Kippur, or that you daven Musaf yesterday. That's not at all been Ad Machaver. That's another Nafkamina that you have in the Gemara. Then there's another Gemara Bava Kama that no one can argue with. How many Eidim do you need to ascertain that somebody owes money? So it's, the Pasuk says, the two Psukim in today's Sedra, both Psukim in today's Sedra. One Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishloshu Eidim, Yumas Hameis. That's by Din in the Foshets, you need two or three Eidim. Then it says, Al Pishnayim, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Shloshu Eidim, Yokum Dover. So the Gemara says, Yokum Dover goes on Mammon. Yumas Hameis goes on the Foshets, Yokum Dover goes on Mammon, that you need two Eidim. So this is true by Mammon and by Knas. What about Chiyav Kapara? What if an Erecha comes and says, your Shara Muad killed an Adam and you have to pay Koifer? So does he have the monist? Do you say, Erecha Nemen be Yisurim? It's a matter of Yisurim? You say, no, it's a matter of dollars and cents. He wants me to pay Koifer. Koifer is a lot of money, thousands of dollars. So do you need to aid him to pay Koifer? Do you say, Erecha is Nemen be Yisurim? So it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says that sometimes the Baal HaShor has to pay Koifer, even though the shor doesn't get skila. What's the case? So the Gemara says, Hamis al pi atzmo o al pi edechot. If an edechot testifies that my shor killed an adam, so the edechot is neman to make me pay kaifer, but the edechot is not neman to give skila to the shor, because kamisa sabbanum kach misa shor. Just like misa sabbanum, you need to aid him. So misa sabbanum, you also need to aid him. So edechot is neman. Edechot is neman to make a guy pay. They make a guy pay kaifer. Because it's not considered, kaifer is considered isurim. It's not considered binor machavera. It's not considered mammonis. Mammon and knas are both mammonis. So they're both covered with the pasuk al pishnei edim al b'shloshe edim yakum dover. Yakum dover goes on mammon. And kapara is considered bein adam la'mokam. So eid echod is nemun. Then Tosfos by us, that's a gemara in Bava Kamma, kol shehavis. The Sheet Mekubetzes quotes the Raiben on Bava Kamma. And that gemara happens to point it out. But even without the Sheet Mekubetzes, it's a black and white, an often gemara. Hey, Mishoro, alpi eid echod, alpi bailam, the bala shor is moida. That the shor killed the nodim. So that's the case. Even though the shor is not biskila, the bala shor pays kaifer. Because the Mishnah says on Mem Aleph that Moida b'Koyfer is Chay. Moida b'Shloshim Shalevet is Potter, because Shloshim Shalevet is Knas. But Moida b'Koyfer is Chay, because Koyfer is not Knas. Koyfer is either Momen or Kapor, but it's not Knas. Then our Tosfos comes up with another Chiddush. Another nafkamina laloch, it all boils down to the same thing, that kapar is really bein adam lamokam, it's not bein adam lachaver. It's totally different from momen and knas. So Tosfos says, we have a klal, sofik deraisa lechumer, and sofik mamoina lekula. We have a sofik, if I owe you $1,000 and I'm muchzak on the momen, so the din is, that hamoitza machavera olav araya, sofik mamoina lekula, I keep the money. So the Achrayim ask a question, but it's a Sofik Yisra Loisigzo. If I'm going to hold on to the money that I'm supposed to pay you, I'll be in violation of Loisigzo. So the answer is, that's the halacha. If I'm Muchzok, B'shas Leidus HaSofik, whoever is Muchzok keeps the money. So Tosfos comes up with a Chiddush, that HaMoitza Mechavero Olav Harayim, Muchzok only applies by Momen and Knas, if there's a Sofik Mamoina Lekula. But if there's a Sofik, I'm paying Karen B'chaymesh, then you say Sofik L'chumer. Tosfos is Mefurish. The end of this Tosfos. The Amai, Tosfos quotes a Mishnah in Yevamos. What is done with Perek Noisim? Yevamos Dav Tzadik Tesav and Beis. There's a Sofik, if a person is a Kohen or not, and he wants to eat Truma B'shoy, so he's Sofik, he shouldn't need any Truma. He may be a Zar. The babies were born in the hospital, they got mixed up. The Kohenis had a baby, and the Yisraelis had a baby. And you don't know whose baby is who. Sure. Kohenis and Sar Vlod, but Vlad Shivkosa. You don't know whose baby is who. So when they grow up, so the person who's a Suffolk Kohen used to be a Rebbe in Torah Vedas, Abelya Chazan. He was Yodua. He was a big Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber. So he was a Suffolk Levi. So he never got an Aliyah. Couldn't get the lady, he knew he wasn't a Kohen, he just didn't know, how can he be, he must have been a Yosem at a young age or something. I never heard the explanation why. But I remember he was a Suffolk lady. So he can only get after the Zayin Krum. Achron, yeah. Achron, Mafter. Funny case. So the Mishnah has there in Yevam is Daf Tzadik Tes. The two babies got mixed up. And you don't know whether this baby is the Kohen or the other baby is the Kohen. So the Sofik Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. But what if he goes and he eats the Truma? So Tosfos asks, so it says he doesn't have to pay the Karam Chaimish. Tosfos says, why not? Sofik Yisura L'chumer. Paying the Karam Chaimish is for the purpose of Kapara. It's not Momen, it's not Knas. So why do you apply the rule of Hamoetz Machaber L'Varaya? He's a Muchzok. What Muchzok? When Muchzok? It should be treated like Yisra the Heter. Paying Karam Chaimish is for the purpose of Kapara. So Tosfos is bothered with the kashve amai. Came in the kaparahu lechaybu mi sofek. You should say sofek mamayna lechumer, because it's not mamayna. So Tosfos says anachenami. He say you do. They say Tosfos works on it. You have so many nafkaminas. Tosfos came up with this fantastic idea. You have so many nafkaminas ledina between the two categories of mamon that we're so familiar with, mamon and knas. That's the Mishnah Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, and the Mishnah says Moide b'Knas Potter and Moide b'Mamon is Chayv. Hados Bal Din Kameirim Dami, and Tosfos says by Kapara there's a third category. Nafkamina for Kamei b'Derab Minei, Nafkamina for Mechila, Nafkamina Eid Echod is Naman. There's no Shavuos Aedus, Nafkamina Lachamisa. So the Ferushi Gemara Lachamisa, Nafkamina Sofik Lachumer. All of these dinim. Anybody learn Makkos recently? The first daf in Makkos, and the Mishnah says that normally there's a rule of Sisim la Kashazam and Lasis Liachiv, and sometimes you don't administer Kashazam. So one of the cases is if the Edim testified falsely that Maisha Ramu had killed an Adam, and then Huzmu. They want to make me pay Koifer. And then Huzmu. So the din is that they don't pay Koifer. Hey, Mishalma Mesa Koifer. Why not? So the Gemara says, because Kufr Kapar. What's the explanation? Why is Kufr Kapar? So therefore there's no Kasha Zama. Let's say the witnesses testified that I'm Chayv Misa because I was Mechal Shabbos. They wanted to give me the death penalty. The death penalty is also for the purpose of Kapara. And then the Huzmu, so we're going to give them the death penalty. The death penalty is also for the purpose of Kapara. So why are they giving the death penalty? They don't need a Kapara for Chil Shabbos. They weren't Mechal Shabbos.
I think they borrowed their answers. Mahani Lavne Kapara, and they knew that they didn't. Ram Rashi says that they didn't commit an action, so that they, it has to be that you're sure kills.
Right. So the same thing over here. The witnesses testify, I was Mechal Shabbos, I need Skila to get a Kapara. Then it turns out the whole thing was a lie. So how do you give them Skila? But they don't need a Kapara. They want Mechal Shabbos. They need a Kapara because they tried to kill me. But they don't need a Kapara for Chilul Shabbos. So why do you give them Skila? They tried to kill me. Maybe they need a Kapara for the attempted murder. But why do you give Skila Sreifa? You give all kinds of... Also, she'd say it's Kapara.
Maybe they're like you, like the two things come at once. That really they're chayav the death penalty. And it happens to be that that death penalty is also a kapara.
Separate. I mean, the death penalty, even if it wouldn't be mechaper.
Right.
You give death penalty even if it's not mechaper. Okay, could be. Or it could also be another thing. It could be that the Gemara perhaps means the following. In the beginning of Chodesh HaMishpat, you have Hilchas Dayanim, and then you have Hilchas Eidus, then you go with Hilchas Malva V'Loivim. So at the end of Hilchas Eidus, probably Simen Lamed Ches, is the Simen about Hazama, Kasha Zama, Eidim Zamim. So the Zayis HaChoshen has the following Shaila. Let's say, I was away on vacation for much of the summer, and my next door neighbor tells me that while I was away, a goy came into my house, and opened up all the bottles of wine and shook them all the shame of the Zara, and then he closed all the bottles of wine. So all the bottles that have corks in them, they're all nisnasach mamash of the Zara, everything is asabano. And they tell me exactly when it happened. It happened, I came back on Sunday night, they tell me it happened on Friday. Friday before I came back Sunday night, the guy walked into my apartment, made everything asa. And so I have to pour out all the wine. It's all asabana. And then witnesses come and they say, what are you talking about? You were in New Jersey for the whole weekend. You weren't here b'chlal. You left on Thursday. You came back on Sunday morning. You weren't here b'chlal. How can you testify that nisnasach yenecha if you weren't even here on that day? You weren't here, that you should know about it. So they were trying to be mafsid me a lot of money for all the wine. I should pour it down the drain. So do you say kasha zamam? Do you say that they have to pay me for the attempted hefsid that they were trying to be mafsid me? So the Zayis HaChoshen raises this question. So the Nesivos writes his opinion on the topic. He says that Eid Echad Neman the Yisurim, and Eid Echad is believed on the Snasach Yenechad. And he says the only time there's a din of Eidim Zaymimim is where the halacha requires two Eidim Sherim. When something can be ascertained based on Eidech and Nehemim B'Yisurim, so it's not called, it's a different din of Eidus. Eidech and Nehemim B'Yisurim is one parsha of Nehemanis, and Shnei Eidim Shem is a different parsha. So the Torah says, V'hinei Eid Sheker Ho'eid Sheker Ranam B'Yochai, Eid Sheker Ho'eid, Komokim Shenema Eid, Harei Kan Shnayim. You have to have, the only time there's a din of Kasha Zamam, that's the Yisrei that the Nesivos developed. The only time there's a din of Kasha Zamam is, in a case of Mominus on the Fashas, where the halacha requires shnei edim ksherim, v'hinei eid sheker ho'eid. But since by nisnasach yenecho eid echad is believed, so there's no, the whole parsha of kasha zamam doesn't apply. So they don't have to pay anything. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, v'fashed eid echad is neman by koifer. The Ravid in the Shittim Chubetzes gives the explanation why, because koifer is kapara, and kapara is not mamen, and it's not knas, it's ben arma mokum, so it's treated like eid echad neman visurim. But that's a beferish gemar. Whatever the hesber is, that's black and white in the gemar. So it could be that that's what the gemar meant to say. It could be the gemar says that since paying koifer is for the purpose of kapara, not b'nei kaparnin, and maybe what it means is, since it's for the purpose of getting kapar, erechud is neman. Erechud is neman, so the Nesiva said there's no institution of kasher zamam there. Maybe that's the pshat. Just like there's no din of shuas hatikot, so there's no din of kasher zamam either. So this is a fantastic chiddush, what Tosfos. Tosfos developed a ganzi yisayid here. And you have to collect all the Gemaras and all the Tosfos and a few other Mesichtas. One was on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara. One was on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and Baba Kama. The other Tosfos.
We said before there's an opinion that
Tosfos
told us that by Kapara you would still say that you would not take him Kamali the Rabbi Nai.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you say that it's Kapara, though, once he paid the money, so then the Misa or whatever he had, doesn't that not exist anymore? To the Kham Kapara? So why should there not be Kimla, meaning, what does that mean? There's no
Kim Levi
there.
The other Baliyat disagree with this taste. They hold that there is Kim Levi Rabbinah even by Kapara. Yeah.
No, so if you say there's not Kim Levi Rabbinah, maybe that's because once you pay, so there's no Misa anymore. It's not that there's two things and you would say Kim Levi Rabbinah. There's nothing to say Kim Levi Rabbinah by.
No.
Once you have it.
No, let's say it's a different case. Let's say I'm driving the car, and I'm not a kohen, and I'm b'shegig. I'm eating cookies as I'm driving the car. I'm eating cookies that are truma, and I have to pay karam lechemish. Is that shachol truma b'shegig? And as I'm driving the car, I kill someone, accidentally. So since I killed them accidentally, kam lebi derabineh, I don't have to pay. Do I not have to pay the karam lechemish for the zah shachol truma b'shegig? So Taisa says that kam lebi derabineh of the chi of misa for killing the guy doesn't pater from the chi of mammon of Karen v'chaimish by Zav Shachal, because the chi of Karen v'chaimish is a kapara. It's not the misa from that thing, it's of some other misa. I drove a car, I killed someone. I drove a car on Shabbos, as Machal Shabbos. As I'm driving the car, I'm eating the cookies of Truma. So the question is whether the chi of misa of Shabbos paters, even Mizmanas, even Meshagig, that's the ton of the Bechizkin. Come, Levi, there have been eight paters from the mammon, even Meshagig, and even Mizmanas. Even though the Maisa, the Poel Mamash, I'm not going to get the death penalty, you still say, Kam Levi Derabinei. So the question is, does Kam Levi Derabinei pata me from the Chi of Karen V'chaimish for having eaten the cookies of Truma B'Sheik? So Taisa says, it does not pata. Kam Levi Derabinei does not apply. But that they never really proved. Other Balei Taisa disagree. Taisa in the beginning of Baba Kama has a discussion. The Gemara says, "On Dalit Amid Aleph and Bava Kama." There's a Tesuz Diba Maskel Kiriha Adam Sheini Mishalim Es Hakoyfer. The Gemara says, "A Shor Hamuat Shaharges Adam, the Bala Shor pays Koyfer, but Adam Shaharges Adam doesn't pay Koyfer." So Tesuz said, "Of course not. It's Kam Lebi Derabminei. Harges, I kill another person. Of course I don't pay Koyfer. It's Kam Lebi Derabminei because I'm Chayv, and even though his man is then, no one's getting the death penalty, and even if he killed B'Shegeg." That's Tana the Bechiski. You still say Kam Levi the Rabbinei. So of course I don't pay Koifer. Adam Shaharges Chaveiro doesn't pay Koifer because it's Kam Levi the Rabbinei. So some Rishonim, some Balei HaTosfos say, no, Kam Levi the Rabbinei has no absolutely no connection whatsoever. It doesn't apply. Why has no application? So the Rabbeinu Peretz writes, because Koifer is Kapara. And you can't knock off Kapara with the Kam Levi the Rabbinei. But other Balei HaTosfos held that you can. That Kam Levi the Rabbinei does pater for the whole hoichacha that Tosfos had. That Kam Levi the Rabbinei doesn't pater kapara was from that Gemara in Shabbos around the Tzadik Aleph or something. But the Gemara said the guy carries the kli in the ochlin. He's bemezid on one and b'shegig on the other. So he's chayv mis on the one and he's chayv chatas on the other. So Tosfos asks, why don't you say Kam Levi the Rabbinei? So I would have said, what, when, where? What kind of come? Whoever heard Kam Levi Derabinei, patas from a chi of carbon, la shamayim. Kam Levi Derabinei, patas from a chi of mammon, doesn't pata from a carbon. So Tosfos answers a little differently. Tosfos says that answer, but they say that carbon is a chi of kapara, so therefore it doesn't pata. So they assume hu adinami, paying kerem echemesh, is also a chi of kapara. So Kam Levi Derabinei doesn't pata chi of kapara. Paying kerem echemesh to another person, it's like a chiyuv l'ashamayim. It's a isa v'heter. It's not dini mamonis at all.
The assumption in the case where you're eating truma accidentally and then you kill the guy, right? is that you would say kimle is not for the fact that it's kapar.
Kapar, right.
But is it true that we apply kimle when it's two totally unrelated actions?
It is true. The Gemara is beferish, yeah. Beferish, yeah. The Gemara says...
What's the svar in that?
No svar at all. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says that you say kimle with the right minute. Yeah. The Gemara has the case. A guy... someone is eating truma, and then he's mazik someone else. Totally, he's eating the truma, the mazik, and then he takes a knife and he's mazik someone else. Totally unrelated things. He still say come live with him. We've got to learn the Gemara.
It's not a machlokas in the Gemara. It's not. That's not when the Gemara says that case. It's not presenting that as a machlokas. That's not that the first opinions in that Gemara disagree with that. It's this, the assumption is that everybody agrees with that.
No, there is a machlokes. What if something is chad maisa? In order to say kam levi d'ramne, it has to be beidna. Has to be the chiyav moment. Has to be simultaneous with the chiyav misa. If the chiyav misa comes later, let's say a guy smashes windows, he breaks windows, he makes hezek, and then he smokes a cigar next Shabbos. So he smokes a cigar next Shabbos, so that patters him from all the chiyav and moment that he had already. So that's beferish that not. If the chiyav moment preceded the chiyav misa, so the chiyav misa doesn't patter it retroactively. What if it be the reverse? What if the guy smokes a cigar this coming Shabbos, and then for the rest of his life, he makes hazekim, he makes damages, so you say he doesn't have to pay. He's patter from anything. So that's a big machlokes in choshe mishpat. Machlokes the shach with the ktzos. If the chiyav misa preceded the chiyav moment, the Pashta says that also you don't say kamle with the Ramine. The only time you say kamle with the Ramine is if it's biidna, the Chiyav Mammon and the Chiyav Misa were both simultaneous. Not only if the Chiyav Mammon preceded, so the Chiyav Misa doesn't cancel it, even if the Chiyav Misa precedes it. The Chiyav Mammon comes later, it's still chayv to pay. So that's a machlok, is the Ktsos and the Shach, where the kamle with Ramine applies there. So the Pashta says that you always need biidna. In order to say kamle, you need biidna. So then the Gemara has one opinion. Now the Gemara has a machlokes. So there's one opinion that if it's chad maisa, even if it's not biidna, you still say kam levi the rabbinate. So that's a machlokes. Is there such a rule that if it's chad maisa, one pa'ula, and the chiyav mamon and misa were not simultaneous, but it's chad maisa, does that pater or not? So we're going to have to learn that Gemara. Yeah?
How do we define
biidna?
Like, is that the same?
No, probably Torch Kedei Dibur. The Gemara has a Chiddush Din. We usually think about Torch Kedei Dibur. Kedibur Domi, let's say a person takes a Shvua. He takes a Neder, then he backs out Torch Kedei Dibur. So the Neder and the Shvua needs Dasa Adam. So he backs out Torch Kedei Dibur. So Torch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Domi, you can back out. I made a Kinyan. And then Torch Kedei Dibur, after making the Kinyan, I back out, so you can do Chazara Torch Kedei Dibur. But the Gemara has a din of Torch Kedei Dibur, at the end of the Nedarim, the Gemara says, someone goes to the hospital to visit his relative, and he thinks the relative is dead. So he rips Kriya. Then the relative turns over, and then he dies. So the Gemara says, it turns out he ripped Kriya while the relative was still alive, so he's not Yotze. So the Gemara says, not exactly. If the fellow dies Torch Kedei Dibur after the guest ripped Kriya, so Torch Kedei Dibur means Alpidin, that's considered simultaneous. And there is no requirement to rip Kriya after the fellow dies. If they rip Kriya before, then it doesn't count. If you rip Kriya simultaneously, it does count. And we don't divide time into seconds and split seconds and something. Whenever it's Torch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, so that's considered Bevasachas. So that's the smallest unit of time that we work with is Torch Kedei Dibur. So it's considered the Vasachas. The Gemara Yevamos has rules and regulations about Isa Chalal Isa. So if you have two Isurim Chal simultaneously, Isa Vasachas, then they're both Chal simultaneously. There's no issue. But if yesterday one Isa was Chal and today ain't Isa Chalal Isa, the second Isa can't be Chal. So the Gemara says there, the Gemara has a case, a Kohen cut his finger, cut off the tip of his finger. He's a balmum. He's not allowed to do avodah, and he's also tamei. He's both a balmum and tamei. So is he chayiv shtayim when he does the avodah? There's an iser that a kohen tamei shouldn't be makor karbanos. There's an iser a kohen balmum shouldn't be makor karbanos. So is he chayiv twice malchus? He's a chayiv once malchus. So the Gemara says, if it's an Iser B'zeh HaZeh, first he was Tameh, and then he cuts off his finger, then he cuts off part of his finger. So then I say, Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. Since he was Tameh first, so the Iser of Balmum, not Makor Kabbonis, can't be Chal on top of the Iser's Tameh. But what if they're both simultaneous? He became a Balmum and he became Tameh simultaneously, Kigoin. The Gemara says he was Tahar, and then someone cut off his finger with a Tameh Dika knife. So the tumah with the balmum occurred simultaneously. So then it's not isa, not an issue of isa chabalisa. That's called an isa basacha. So they're both chal simultaneously. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. What do you mean? The second the knife touches his finger, it becomes tummy. Then when it cuts into the finger, that's a split second later, it cuts off the tip of the finger. Then it becomes a balmum. So of course it's bezachazeh. How does the Gemara say that it's simultaneous? With the maga alone, it becomes tummy, and then it only becomes a balmum when it cuts off when the knife succeeds in cutting off the finger. The Taisa says it's such a small unit of time. I think that Shimon Shkok writes that it's Terk de Dibur. So Terk de Dibur is the smallest unit of time that we work with. So that would mistame whatever is Terk de Dibur called biyidna. Then you would apply kam lai bidir rabmine. There is a Mishnah in Erechin, the end of the first perek. Anybody learn Erechin recently? No. A guy's nigma dina lemisa, and they're taking him to the base haskila to give him the death penalty, and he goes wild, and he starts smashing windows and slashing tires, and he goes crazy, beats people up, and then they give him the death penalty. So the shaila is he chayif to pay all the hezek that he made on the way? We're going to kill him, so would we collect from his estate? We just say the Yerushim are held responsible to pay for all the hezekim that he does. So the Mishnah says, yeah, that he has to pay everything. So the Achreinim ask a kasha. The Tzaisach Cheshen says against the Shach. The Shach says if the fella was Mechal Shabbos first, Mechal Shabbos, the Shabbos of his bar mitzvah. So for the rest of his life, if he'll make any hezek, he'll be putter. That's what the Shach writes. If the Chiyav Misa precedes the Chiyav Mammon, if the Chiyav Mammon precedes the Chiyav Misa from later doesn't cancel the Chiyav Mammon from before. But if the Chiyav Misa precedes the Chiyav Mammon, so everything is covered with Kamla with the Rabbin. So the Ktzai says it's against the Mishnah and Erchen. The Mishnah says, Hayetze the Hare. Obviously, he was Mechal Shabbos, he did Avodah Zarah, his Baal Eish Hashish. He did some Maisim Tovim for which they gave him a death penalty. So he did some Aveir already. And it says, Hayotze Liharik Vehizik is Chayv to pay. So what's the Shach going to do with this? So he said, the Shach made a mistake. So the Farish and Mishnah. There's a Miri says like the Shach. Miri always says funny things. Miri says like the Shach. Shach usually does not say strange things. Yeah. So there's a way to answer the Mishnah. You could say that once it's Nigma Dina, he's already a Gavrak Tila. So he's no longer Chayv Misa. Maybe he's only Chayv Misa up until the time Bezin makes the Gemar Din. Once they make the Gemar Din, then he's considered Gavrik Tila. So he could say, he's not a Gavrik Tila, he's still Mechuyv to Lake Tefillin after they get made the Gemar Din. Gavrik Tila is only vis-a-vis certain halachas. But you could say that maybe the Shach and the Miri are really right. The guy who's Mechal Shabbos on the Shabbos of his Bar Mitzvah for the rest of his life, he won't have to pay for any hezekim that he'll do. But after Nigma Dina Lemisa, then he's no longer Chayiv Misa. Then he's a Gavrik Tila. It's a different story. Right, so that's where Avelba the Soloveitchik has an essay and a sefer, not to answer any difficult Rambam, just an essay and a sefer on the Rambam, with respect to which halachas is there an institution of Gavrik Tila. So very few, you can count them on the fingertips of one hand. The Gaktila Harga and an Eragolov, you're not allowed to know Pikuach Nefesh, not Dercha Shabbos, very few halachas. But the Gaktila is Mechuyev, if he makes a Hezek, is Mechuyev to pay, and is Mechuyev to Davin Mincha before he gets the death penalty, and is Mechuyev to like Tefillin. Gaktila is with respect to very few halachas, very limited. So let's review again. The Mishnah has that the din of Kamlai B'Dirabin only applies that Misa patas from Mammon, but Koris does not patas from Mammon. Mar says, La Pukim B'Dirab Mechunya Ben Akane. Who holds that Hoyoi says, Yom Kippurim Shabbos, Koris also patas. And Taisus goes with the Shita, Taisus Laman of Embeis goes with the Shita, that just like There's a ton of the Bechizkiah that Chayv Yemisa Shogigim Apotem and Atashlomen, so they assume that ton of the Bechizkiah would apply to Rav Nachmanim Ben Hakana as well. After the Rishonim disagree with the test. Fine. So then the Gemara says, my time with Rav Nachmanim Ben Hakana, how does he know? The Pasuk in Mishpatim, Emosanir, when it's out of Nevesh Tachas Nefesh, only indicates that Misa's Bezin Patas from Mammon. How does he come up to say that Koris Patas from Mammon? Machlek is Abai Verov. So then the Gemara says, my Nafkemina, my Ika Ben Abai Verov, Ika Ben Ayu, Zasha Chal Truma. What about Misa B'dei Shemayim? The Babli holds the Misa B'dei Shemayim is a lower Einish than Koris. Shalmi holds Fakir, but the Babli is consistent, Misa B'dei Shemayim is less. So according to Abai's Pasuk, it's Beferish, even Misa B'dei Shemayim, also patas, also patas from Mammon. Mashenikin, according to Rava, Rava's pasuk is only by Kores, so Misa B'dei Shemayim would not pata. So Gemara wants to know, what's the nafkemina? Zar shoch al truma, zar shoch al truma, and what did he do? He made another hezek simultaneously. So the Gemara says, the Omer Rav Chizde Moider Amuchunya. The Gemara asked Akasha on Laman on the base. So Omer Rav Chizde, right in the middle of Laman on the base, Moider Amuchunya Ben Akana Ben of Chelo Shalchev Acholoi Shulchayv. One eats Chelo V'Dam is Chayv Koris. So if you eat Chelo, I steal Chelo from Chelo is Muta Bano. Says Nuchum. Chelo Neder Chelo Treifa. Yeyasa Luchal Malacha Ba'Ochel Osaflu. You're permitted to do. You're permitted to get benefit out of Chelo. The Rambam is even of the opinion, not like as the Rambam and Tosfos, is an Issa Schor b'Macholos Asuras. That's saying the Beilus and Treifas are also Muta Bahanoa, but I'm not permitted to be a non-kosher butcher. To make business with Macholos Asuras Deraisa is not permissible. There's a Mishnah in Shviyas like that. One who does Schor b'Macholos Asuras is us. So what if a guy's in the business, he goes and he buys, he goes to all the slaughterhouses and he buys up all of the chalev, and he sells it to soap companies, they put in chalev to make the soap softer. So the din is, I'm allowed to use the soap, the chalev is muta bahanor. Shaila is, maybe you should say sicha kishtia, when you rub the soap on your skin, so maybe I should say some of the chalev gets absorbed into the pores of the skin, maybe you should say sicha kishtia. So the Ramah writes in Hilchos Shabbos, you're not allowed to use a bar of soap on Shabbos because it's memachik. But on the weekdays, you're permitted to use a bar of soap, even though it has chelev in it. The Mishnah Berurah there quotes, it's only gone, and the Bi'ur HaGra is machmer. He thinks that you should say sichi kishtiya. The Gemara only says sichi kishtiya on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to be soch the body sichi kishtiya, because you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says sichi kishtiya by shemesh al truma. If a zar is soch shemesh al truma on his body, it's chayev kerem v'chaymish, because sichi kishtiya. So the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that Sichi Kishtiya is only in these two cases, doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula.
Doesn't the Gemara say that it's also Aveilus? Just
to learn it that way. Okay. Sichi Kishtiya by Aveilus also. Okay. Like Yom Kippur. Like Yom Kippur, Sichi Kishtiya. Okay? Yeah. But the Shaila is, would you say Sichi Kishtiya on Chelev, that you rub it into your hand? Rabbeinu Tam holds it only applies to shemen, doesn't apply to solid, only to a liquid. And he thinks that even when it's in a, it only applies to a liquid. Sichi kishti only applies soch shemen shol truma. But if you soch a dobegush shol truma, if you can have such a dobegush shol truma, there wouldn't be sichi kishti, only if it's liquid. And he thinks it's only in these two cases. And so that's where there are more paskins like that. And there are those who are machmer, that those are machmen that they won't use a bar of soap all week long if they think the bar of soap has chelev in it. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon was machmer on that. Yeah. Yeah, so the Gemara has here, Nachamo. So one who eats chelev is chayv koris. What if I eat someone else's chelev without permission? So chelev is mutter bahano. You can get ano from it. Shaila, whether you're allowed it, there are more paskin, you will allow to smear it on your skin. That's not a problem. Sichi kishti is only in shemen and only by truma and only by Yom Kippur and only by Avelus, yeah. But it doesn't apply to chelev, yeah. But let's say to do schayra b'chaylev. Let's say I'm going to go to all the slaughterhouse. I'll buy up everybody's chaylev, and then I'll sell it. I'll resell it to the soap companies, and I'll make a profit. So that's a machlekes. The Rambam writes it's a beferish pasuk chumash. Chaylev b'chaylev chaylev trefi yasal l'chol malacha b'chol asachlu. Yasal l'chol malacha means that it's heter gomer. So the Rambam writes it's even mutter to do schayra with it. And Taisus and Baba Kama says not so. Taisus says that Tzchor b'macholos asuris is osur, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Over there, I think Taisus would agree, because Tzchor b'macholos asuris is only osur if it's going to lead up to achilo. But if it's going to lead up to putting it into soap, then even Taisus agrees. Let's say I raise pigs in order to have the pig skin to make footballs or something, or to make gloves. So that's not going to lead up to achilah. So Taisa said that's not included in this. It's charba macholas asuris. Charba macholas asuris is only if it's l'shem achilah. Shame something else is mutter. Let's say I hunt foxes, mink. Mink is an animal. Hunt mink in order to get the fur, in order to make fur coats. So that's not called charba macholas asuris. That's mutter. I'm not doing it l'shem achilah.
So the girl wouldn't let you sell the soap?
According to the Vilna Gaon, the Sicha Kishtia. Okay, so according to the Vilna Gaon, it would be schora. It would be a shaila of schora b'macholas asur. So the Rambam writes that it's still mutter because the pasuk says the chaylev yasal l'chol malacha. You're allowed to do whatever you want. And Taisus says no, yasal l'chol malacha just means that it's mutter b'anav. It doesn't mean that it's mutter b'schora. Still not allowed to be in the business. That's a person has nevelus atreifus and he sells non-kosher meat at butcher store. In Harlem, all of his customers are non-Jews, so there's no lifnei iver. So, but it's still asa. You're not allowed to do schar b'macholas asuris. So the shaila is, what about chaylev? Chaylev is macholas asuris, but it says it's muta b'hano. So the Rambam understands yasa l'chamalach means that it's even muta b'schar. And the Taisus and Baba Kama thinks not so. It only means muta b'hano, but it does mean it's muta b'schar. Not allowed to make business with it. Okay. So the Gemara is going to continue. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. But later this Sunday, we will continue with the Gemara on Laman Amid Beis. Good Shabbos, everybody.
I have a try for the two left in non-Jewish. Good company?
Yeah.